Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tekakee, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more by going online to AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Mark Mayfield joins us today from Southern Commercial Real Estate. I'll get that out. And I really liked it. You love a guest when he says, now, what is the line that I have to say when we take the commercial break? So what does Charlie Ruffalo do? He brings out the shirt. You want to practice now? You want to
slice, garden.
Yeah, that's not bad. Now, when we do it, you're going to have to do it with more enthusiasm.
All right.
Okay?
That was a trial run.
That's a trial run. Well, welcome into Straight Talk. You've gotten yourself a very interesting project downtown. You and a group of investors have acquired, I don't know what the formal name, is it the Belt, the old Belt?
City Plaza.
City Plaza, yeah. Which consists of?
It's three buildings. It's 140, 144, and 148 East Main Street. So the 140 building is the former Belt building that was renovated. And then the other two buildings, I don't know what their names were, but that go all the way to Hampton Street.
And collectively, that represents how many square feet?
A little over 50,000 square feet. It's a big complex.
It's a big complex, and it's all divided up in different proportions, correct?
Correct. You have on the first floor the former City Club space, Hampton Street Cafe, where the members' dining room was of the City Club, the big ballroom area, one or two small office spaces. Then on the plaza level that's below grade, you've got the outdoor patio. You've got a space where Periwinkle's Cafe used to be and some more offices or retail spots. And then the floors above, some of the buildings have four floors. The other two have two floors. You've just got professional office space.
Well, obviously, this is your business. I mean, you're in commercial real estate. And you've been doing it a long time.
Correct.
You obviously see potential. But before you pulled the trigger on this, were some people, I don't know, knocking on your door saying you ought to do something with this because I'd like to win there?
No. We bought our building where we moved our office about a year or so ago and renovated. That was it's the second floor of the Chamber building,
right.
160 East Main Street. And with everything else going on, and then we created, our office, and then the space in the back is Collision Co-work.
Right.
I've gotten real excited, like a lot of people have, of what all's going downtown. And when I heard this building might be available for purchase, I pursued it. Got some out-of-town, out-of-state investors to come in with me. And so we took it down and now in the process of leasing it.
The building itself, I mean, it's an old building. And a lot of these old buildings are built like fortresses. I had a chance to do a Straight Talk show here a couple of months ago over at the old Lowenstein building with Skip Tuttle, and my gosh, that building is, that's where you want to be if there's a war.
I mean, right.
Is this the Belt building, I'll call it, or City Hall Plaza, along those lines?
It is. They're very well constructed, older buildings. The history in the late 90s, David Rogers, who's now since passed, renovated those buildings, and they were three separate buildings at that time, and so he opened them up and made them work kind of as one building. But from the exterior, you can see from the facades, it's three different buildings, but they're all connected on the interior. But very well constructed, beautiful, ornate features of the building, the high pressed tin ceilings where the City Club ballroom space used to be, gorgeous trim. It's a really pretty old building.
Big old Corinthian columns. I mean, it's very nice. The infrastructure, like the heating and air conditioning and the plumbing and electrical, all that stuff?
Yeah, we had all that checked out before we bought it by an engineer. We'll probably have to replace a couple HVAC units and some things here and there and make a couple roof repairs. But all in all, it was in good shape.
Good. So it's official. It's out in the public. Everybody knows it's available. What are your designs for? What do you got in your mind for it?
Well, as I've said, I'd really like to bring the building back to life. That, to me, ever since the City Club closed, that's kind of been a dead spot on Main Street. And with so much activity and everything going on, I think it's prime for bringing it back to life. And, I'd like to get a restaurant and event space in the former City Club space. We're talking to a couple of craft breweries about locating in the building, ideally near the outdoor patio plaza area, so we could have a beer garden, outdoor seating. I've got a couple prospects that are very interested in the former Periwinkle's coffee shop bakery space that's set up. And then some retailers, specialty retailers that are interested in space, and then just professional office users up on the second through fourth floors.
But this is what you do in your business all the time.
Correct.
I mean, you knock on doors and you try to put A and B together and make something happen.
Exactly.
And you're right. I mean, with the level of activity that is going on, just look anywhere in downtown. Who would have ever thought just a few years ago that we would have new construction downtown, not in one location, but two.
Right.
You got an apartment building that was filled up before they even opened it,
mm-hmm.
and you got another one that's twice the size that is still under construction, and I'm sure it will do just as well.
Yes, it's exciting to see all that activity downtown. It really is.
And my understanding is, in your business, it's all about bodies. If you've got enough bodies that are living in proximity to whatever, they're going to want certain services, right?
Right, and that's going to really feed. And I hear just in the last month since we bought that property is, hey, we want walk-in traffic from some specialty retailers as well as restaurants. And, there's not that much of those type of uses right now in downtown. So the market definitely can support some more, especially when you bring in people that will be living there with the two new apartment complexes.
Now, I got it with the craft breweries. I understand that would be fabulous.
Yep.
And I understand it with the office space, because you got plenty of it. Ideal place to be. But when you talk about retail, and I understand the restaurants too, but retail in downtown, you think we're at that stage yet?
Well, again, I'm not in that business, but I've had one in particular that is very interested in space. She's in another location, been in business for 3 or 4 years. And the location now, there's a lot of drive-by traffic, but people say, yeah, I see you, but I never have a chance to stop, or they don't see her at all. She said, I want to be somewhere where people can walk by. People are already walking around downtown now, and it's becoming more and more prevalent that they're going to see my merchandise and want to stop in. Now, she's more of a destination retailer, as well as she does a lot of business online, mm-hmm. but she wants to get the walk-in
sure.
business, so that's where she wants to be.
And I just can't get over what that thing called Fountain Park has done to change the whole atmosphere in downtown, and obviously that plays into your decision to jump into this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, between that and the new indoor sports facility and the hotels, and it's the time's right. It's prime for.
And if you look at Comporium's plans for what they plan to do additionally over and above what they've already done,
right?
I mean, we're really seeing a renaissance of the downtown area.
We are, and what I've noticed is this has become a trend nationwide. Is a lot of the younger folks are saying, "Hey, I want to be in a downtown location where I can walk to a restaurant, I can walk to a bar, I can walk to a park. I can ride my bike, and I've got everything within walking distance or, very, very easily accessible," as opposed to other folks in the past have been, I want to be out in the suburbs and, have my acre and have privacy. It's the younger generation looks at it differently.
It's amazing how people's, interests change. There might be a possibility to, condominiumize some of that upper floor space if somebody wanted to put an apartment up there or a permanent place to live?
I don't really see that in our building, just mm-hmm. because it would be difficult, because you have, just the way it's set up, it would be very expensive to convert to residential. So mm-hmm. I think it's going to have to stay office up on the upper floors.
So as far as doing any type of remodeling, that isn't going to happen until a tenant comes in and says, I want this much space and this is what I want to do with it.
Correct. Yeah, typically the way it works is we'll have a tenant that says, hey, I need whatever, 4,000 square feet of office space, and here's the layout that I need. So we'll make modifications, or in our business we call it TIs, tenant improvements,
right,
to suit the tenant to a certain extent, and depending on how specific it is to their use, then it may be on the tenant. Sometimes the landlords will share with those expenses.
Timetable? I mean, can you really set a timetable for something like this? I mean, you guys have made a big investment, so the sooner the better, right?
Right. Yeah, we're actively, you know, showing the space, talking to prospects, and I think the more the word gets out, the more activity we're going to have. So I'm confident we'll have some leases within the next couple of months in place and have folks start moving in.
Well, and my guess is you'll benefit from what I call the snowball effect, which is you get one or two in there and people start seeing something happen and they say, hey, I think I might want to be part of that.
Correct. In fact, that's what several retailers have said. Man, I'd love for you to have that craft brewery and a beer garden, because that's going to attract more people, more walk-in traffic, more people milling around, and that's what folks want. So yeah, everybody's kind of typically scared to take the first step, but once you see some activity, activity breeds activity.
So if you were successful in getting another craft brewery, which I think would be fabulous, do you see it being one that where they would actually do the brewing process there, or would they do that somewhere else and that would be a retail setup for them?
They would. The two that I've been talking to, and I don't know that much about that business, but they're, from what I've heard, they're not production breweries where they're really selling it that much off-site. It's more they would have a tap room and serve their product as well as other products, but they would actually make it on-site.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's
Wow. Incredible. Well, you might find somebody who's also into the wine business that likes to do that.
Exactly. I mean, we had another building that we've handled downtown. We had several prospects that were looking at a wine bar. So I think that would be a good use for some of that space, too.
Well, that's where people love to hang out. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no question about it. Just go down Oakland Avenue on a Friday afternoon and Legal Remedy.
That's right.
It's just packed. It's just packed. So as far as the timetable, there is no timetable. I mean, it'll happen when it happens.
Exactly. You know, we're hustling on getting the word out and doing the marketing and making calls and identifying prospects. But it'll happen when it happens.
Well, you got to get that guy Randy Graham working on this thing.
That's right. We're going to get him busy, too.
I mean, he's got to get going. I mean, he's got to pull his weight, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You know, I neglected to get you to tell us a little bit about your company, Sperry Van Ness. It's actually Southern Commercial Realty, right?
Right. It's we go by SVN. It used to be Sperry Van Ness, and then the company changed its name to SVN. So it's SVN Southern Commercial Real Estate. It's a mouthful.
All right. And you all, go ahead, tell me a little bit about what you do.
So, you know, we do commercial brokerage. We do leasing and sales of retail, office, industrial, and land primarily in York County. But we venture out. Sometimes we have clients that want to be in Charlotte, but the majority of our business is in the York County area.
That's that suburb to the north that we're going to annex one
day. That's exactly right.
Yeah, we're going to get their road system straightened out. A few other things. All right. We're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more by going online to AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, we did a practice run while we started the show, so we're going to see how well Mark Mayfield does on this. Ready? Now, we do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, and how do we do them now?
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. There we go. Everything's right. Back after these words.
News, politics, and stories that matter to you. Straight Talk.
Let's ask the young Alex Ruffalo why he thinks people keep coming back to eat at Substation 2.
Because they can see for themselves how everything on their sandwich or salad is sliced fresh right in front of their eyes. That's why we say slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
For lunch or dinner, make it Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Go on the drive of your life with a Founders Auto Loan. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, great terms and rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com, call 1-800-845-1614, or visit one of our 29 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. You're with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Rod Hicks.
And this is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration.
When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration.
Only one company with three licensed contractors on staff.
There's only one company that services all of York, Chester, and Lancaster counties.
Only one company with independent, industry-recognized mold remediation technicians.
Call Paul Davis Restoration, 329-1140. It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us.
The reason people keep coming back to Substation 2 for lunch and dinner has to do with the word fresh. Right, Alex Ruffalo?
They can come in and see all their meats, cheeses, and veggies sliced right before their very eyes. None of this wax paper slap nonsense.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. We're getting a business lesson from Charles Ruffalo. And we're going to do a Straight Talk show one day with Charlie. He's figured out how to run any kind of... Didn't you feel more comfortable hearing that, Mark?
I feel much better now.
I'll give you these headphones. This is supposed to be a serious program. So anyway, go back to the building. If we've piqued anybody's interest out there and they want to get some detail, did they go to a website? Did they go to a human being? What do we do?
Call our number, 325-1000. That's an easy one to remember.
325-1000.
Yep. And then you can also download information from our website, which is www.svn-scre.com.
svn-scre.com. Yep. All right. Okay, so there we go. All righty. Now, you and your partner, Randy Graham, you made this decision here, gosh, I guess it's been, a couple of years ago, to move from where you were out there on Indy Hook Road and come on into the downtown area. And I don't know how long did it take you to work out the concept of we're going to condominiumize the Chamber of Commerce. Is that a whole other show that we ought to start?
It is. It is. That was kind of a drop back position. That wasn't the first scenario. I joke around now and say with Rob, I said, dealing with your board was like dealing with Congress. Finally, I just threw up my hand and said, okay, I give. Let's try another route. So that's when we dropped back to the creating the condo.
So you wanted to come downtown. That was a good space for you.
Yes.
But you wanted to do something different. How much space you have up there total?
We've got about 6,400 square feet.
That's a big hunk of space.
It is.
That's a big hunk of space.
Yeah.
And you only needed, a third of that to do your
about half.
About
3,000 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, for our office.
So the back half is what is really interesting. And who came up with this idea about let's try to appeal to the millennials and have collision workspace?
Well, I had heard about co-working a few years ago, and I had no clue what it was, and that kind of planted a seed, and I thought, well, at some point I'm going to buy a building downtown and have a co-working facility because I think that's the wave of the future. And so when this opportunity came up of buying the second floor of the Chamber building, I said, hey, this is perfect. We'll be in the front, the front half of the building, and we'll use the second half or the back half for collision co-work. And so that's what we did, and it's turned out to be really a good move.
define collision co-work for people who are scratching their heads out there?
Well, co-working is a shared space that folks can have a very inexpensive, nice office, be in an environment. It's great for freelancers or people that work from home that want to feel isolated and want to brainstorm with other people and have other contacts. You know, we've got the Zipstream Wi-Fi internet, which is the fastest you can get.
Thank you,
free
Kaporin.
Coffee. That's right. Thank you, Kaporin. We've got free coffee, a beautiful space. We're going to start incorporating some social aspects to build some community as well with our members that are in there. And it's a great concept, and we've gotten great feedback. And in fact, we've just hired an intern from Winthrop through the Cities program to help us with marketing, because we've been so busy with our commercial real estate business, we really haven't had the time to focus on marketing. But everybody that has seen it absolutely loves it. Now we just need to get the word out. So our young Winthrop grad student's helping us with the social media and getting the word out.
To design a co-work place, I mean, is that in your wheelhouse, or do you have to get somebody who has done this before?
Well, we looked at a couple of co-working spaces in Charlotte to get some ideas and to brainstorm, and then met with the architect who designed the building for us and said, hey, this is what we want, and here's the feel we're looking for. He did some research, and then we kind of came together and figured out a layout that would make sense.
So you have like pods up there? I mean, for one person, five people, 10 people? How does it work?
Well, we've got six large desks that, and I don't know how best to describe them, but basically three on each side.
Yeah.
So we've got open seating for 36 in that area. Then we've got several soft seating areas. We've got some nice couches. We've got a bar there by the coffee. We've got a fridge. We've got a microwave. Then we've got over in one corner some dedicated desks where people who want their own desk and a lockable file cabinet, they can be. And then five private offices that people can still, they're all glass walls, they can still be a part of the co-working space but have a little more privacy. And then we have a conference room that's shared as well.
And interesting. And I'm sure all the technology is there to do anything that they want. Everybody can plug in and share info and
exactly.
Whatever.
I mean, the Zipstream is what's critical. That because a lot of the folks are either technology based or something to do with data, and so having the Zipstream is a big selling point.
You know, I can remember, gosh, how many years has it been? At least 10 years ago, maybe 15, where a whole group of us got on the train up at Charlotte and went up to Durham to see what they had done up there with the old tobacco warehouses, and we saw exactly what you're talking about. We saw a lot of young people running around with satchels over their shoulders and in there with the computers and all gathering around these various spaces doing what they do.
Right.
It was fascinating. Fascinating. So people can come in and rent these spaces like by the day or by the week, or how does that
work? We have day passes. We have evening passes. We've got, you can rent it for the evening. There's a lot of flexibility there. You can do it. All the memberships, if you're there as a, if you want to call it a permanent member, are just month to month, so you don't even have to make a long-term commitment there. But you can, again, you can do it on a daily pass as well.
And that's something. So the response, you've had this open, what, a couple of months now?
I guess we opened about March or April of this year, so
all
this
right.
Spring.
And so the word's getting out and people are using it.
Yeah, so we're full in the private offices, and we have several folks that are in the open area, and we're starting to get some good traction. And we've hosted like 1 million cups. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That's an entrepreneurial organization that it's almost like a mini Shark Tank.
Okay.
But they don't tear the people who are presenting up like they do on TV.
You're not fired.
That's right. So we've hosted that for the last couple of months and hosted other events, and it's we've gotten really good feedback.
Well, if you can get that craft brewery in the City Hall Plaza up there, you'll be packed.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, actually, some of the other co-working facilities, they actually have beer on tap. Now, we haven't done that, but we have free coffee. So I guess that's we'll take second place, but that's better than nothing.
Oh, well, look, we only have a few minutes left in the program, so let's talk just a little bit about the state of commercial real estate and the economy here in York County as you see it from your perspective.
a great market to be in. I just read online and talked to the folks at York County Economic Development this morning that York County was again named as the fastest growing, I guess, job creation county in the country for I don't know how many times it's happened now, but quite a number of times over the last couple of years. So obviously job growth, that's critical to commercial real estate. So the market's very good. It's kind of as Charlotte goes, we go. You know, everybody, we have our own distinctive community, but if Charlotte's doing well, then typically Rock Hill's going to do well as well. So it's a good, stable market, a lot of growth, and again, like we've talked about with downtown, the downtown is just exploding, so it's a great place to be in commercial real estate.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina.
Yep, that's right.
You know, years ago when I was looking to come to Rock Hill, my uncle at the time was alive and lived in Charlotte. And this was in the early 1980s. And I stopped by to see him before I ever came to Rock Hill. And he said, Manning, he said, I don't think you want to go down to that Rock Hill. Not good. Everybody's out of work from the textile layoffs, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Right. And I so wish that my Uncle Freddie was still alive so I could bring him down here now.
To see the transformation.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was absolute brilliance, I think, on the part of our city leaders when they said, we're not going to let this happen to us again. And that's when the RHEDC was formed and things started happening with industrial parks. And one thing led to another, and look where we are now. I mean, who would have ever thought we would be hosting a world championship BMX?
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's just amazing. So all the pieces are in place. Everything is wonderful. The only thing we need, I guess, would be a river running through the middle of the city, and that would just be, they would make it as good as it could be, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Mark, thank you for taking some time to be with us today. Good luck to you on your, wasn't it City Club?
City Plaza.
I got to remember it. City Plaza. All right. And again, if you'd like to learn more about this, all you got to do is call them, 325-1000, or go to their website, svn-scre.com.
That's
or if you see Randy Graham on the street, say, what are you doing? You know, we need some help out here. Mark, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right. Thank you, man.
And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more by going online to AndersonGriggs.com. We notice that Charlie Ruffalo has left us, so we all know, here he comes. Oh, my God.
Just
so
in
we do this show every day live from the substation here across from Winthrop. We have fresh subs and salads presented, made right before your eyes, 7 days a week. How do we do it?
Slice.
Garden. Always delicious. You just earned yourself a T-shirt. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.